next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans host Furman on Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, very excited about the opportunity against Furman this Friday evening and opening game. So it's a start for everybody, so I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll get those questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from one of Eugene Evans, College Sports Overload.
Hey, Coach. I know it's year number 10 at Michigan State. I know you guys have underclassmen that come in year in, year out. You tell them about the importance of playing the regular season, especially with how significant it is compared to other sports with you guys not having an exhibition slate.
Yeah, I think it's very important, as I said earlier, that everybody understands that the beginning of the season starts with the first game naturally, but it's the first start for many of our seniors, their last season. Some of our freshmen, even though they might not play, is running out of the tunnel the first time, gives them a life experience. Some freshmen will play, some guys will play for their first opportunities as a starter, whether they're younger players or older players, and you know, so it sort of begins, and so you got to have a great attention to detail. You got to be able to execute, obviously enthusiastic, and mistakes are going to be made as always in a first game, but you got to be able to rally and overcome those mistakes.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, just following up on that question a little bit, what kind of things do you look for from your team when you get a chance to see them under the lights at home for the first time, especially when it is some of those young guys, when put in the game situation for the first time?
Well, it's just what I just said. You know, you're looking for great execution, and you want to see guys play. It's different. Practice is different from games. Games give you a new sense of urgency. And I think that's what you're trying to create. You're trying to create those situations in a football game where it allows for growth, and that's what we're always going to do. We want our team to grow beyond. We'll be judged as a football team, not at the beginning of the season. Some are, some aren't, but we'll be judged at the end. And, you know, lately we've been pretty good at the end of the season, and that's where we want to come out.
Your next question comes from Dave Campbell, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. I guess two-part question. What do you like the best about the way Tyler O'Connor has sort of handled and taken hold of the number one quarterback job? And B, what is the value of sort of giving him that confidence in knowing he has the job, you know, at least a couple of weeks ahead of the opener?
Well, first of all, Tyler has shown a great deal of maturity and discipline in the way he's handled this entire process, going back to his freshman year, to his redshirt freshman year, and then on going up to now. He's handled all the ups and the downs with it. He's been a great leader for our football team, really, really expanding on that since January, but he was also a leader prior to that, voted in a leadership group, sort of. And then the second part of the question is, I think the guy has grown as a football player. You know, I think he's shown us and demonstrated to us that he's got a very live arm. He's got feet. He understands our offense on a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 10. As far as everybody else, I basically wanted to make it a competition just because I wanted to give everybody opportunities to feel the pressure of being a starting quarterback. So we wanted to make sure that every one of our quarterbacks had that opportunity with the ones at some point or other, directing our offense. And quarterback is about making decisions, and it's about moving our offense, scoring points, and it's about leadership. And in and around that, you've got to make plays yourself with your feet or your arm, certainly. So that's a big part of this as well.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark. I wanted to ask you about Vontae Copeland and just what you've seen out of him coming back from injury and how excited you are to have him back.
Well, you know, he came back last spring and started practicing with us, and since then he's back to where he's been, you know, before his injury. But he's got the ability to take his game from practice and raise it a level at game time, and he's extremely intense in practice as well. So he has that ability, but it'll be his first time back on the field on game day since last year, I think our second game. So it'll be very exciting for him. And, again, he's shown a lot of discipline and maturity as well in terms of how he's handled things on and off the field. He's a very quiet guy, unassuming guy, but wants to do the right things and carries himself like a man. You know, he's about man stuff. And, you know, you certainly can compliment him with relative to that. And he sets a good picture good example for our players.
And the injury he had, the neck fracture, it sounds like a scary injury. Was it? Were you guys worried at all that you know, he might not be able to play again or anything like that?
Yes, you know, it was on the minds of everybody. And then as he's worked through the process, and many different doctors going through the process, and it was basically something that he had since. For a long period of time, you know, really since his years as a youngster. So he's gone through all the different evaluations and everything getting him to this point, and he wants to play and feels very comfortable playing, and everybody has said that he's at no more risk than we are playing and than any other player, which obviously there's risk.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.